The cards are unopened, no wreaths on the door, not a tinsel or light deck the halls. Those are the words of the author of Maybe Next Year Christmas, Scott Southworth. I have Scott with me today for the show. Good day to you, Scott.
Well, Beth, hi. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here, but then you started reciting that, and now I'm sad because it's such a sad song.
Maybe Next Year Christmas. No, it's this year's Christmas. Scott Southworth has just released a 2019 Christmas song called Maybe Next Year Christmas. And Scott, it is sad, but the production and the vocals and the delivery are so sincere. I can't miss it.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you so much. I was just, the day we were in the studio recording that, the band just sunk their teeth into it and just gave me something even better than I could have ever expected. I was really thrilled with how that turned out. And what I've found, and you've probably found this before as well, that if the band is going, you know, full bore or in a certain direction, it just kind of leads you that way too, right?
Absolutely. You could tell they were enjoying what they were doing. You have had a big year leading up to this release. Let's talk about a few of the highlights you've had so far in your tours this year, Scott.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I think my first highlight of the year was winning the Pure Country Album of the Year Award for my Hey Hillbilly Singer CD from the Academy of Western Artists. And then of course, in June, my biggest highlight was I was interviewed by Beth Hunter with Thunder Country at the CMA Fest. So that was very exciting. And then I've been on the road a lot. I've been touring. I just got back about a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months ago, from Switzerland and Spain, and had a quick little pit stop in Germany, and then a stop in England. So it was really it's been a wonderful year. I just love any time I run into people that love hearing traditional country music, and it's exciting to get those new ears, and even better to get to play for them.
Absolutely. Scott, you have had a stellar year, and it was great to catch up with you at Music City Bar and Grill in 2019. I look forward to seeing you there again, if I can catch you. You are touring so rigorously.
Well, it's it just works out. It works out for me. As you know, I'm also I also have a full-time day job where I travel through a good portion of the United States, so it allows me to work gigs in with my work, and so when I'm on the road, I'm doing all sorts of things. I'm not just singing. Sometimes I'm out there with hard hats and steel toes and working out in the field as well. So it makes for a very fun, exciting life, and better than I deserve. I'm very grateful.
Well, Scott, I'm really proud of the pen that you've been putting on the paper, releasing music, songs, and they're in the classic realm, things that touch our hearts and change our days, and I thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, and I'm really excited that I've been in the studio a lot. I'll be heading in the studio today, and I'm about 8 songs into a new full-length CD that will come out probably third quarter next year. Just a lot more honky tonk and traditional country and the stuff that I love to record.
Let's point folks your direction. Maybe Next Year Christmas is now available for download. Scott, tell us where we can buy Maybe Next Year Christmas.
Absolutely, and it's download only at this point. You can get it at CD Baby, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, just anywhere you download your music. If you look up Scott Southworth, Maybe Next Year Christmas, it should be there.
As well as Hey Hillbilly Singer.
And the Hey Hillbilly Singer and the album before that, which was The Last Honky Tonk in Town. And absolutely, you know, it makes a great package deal. Just buy them all, for goodness sakes.
For our classic country music fans here on Thunder Country KIIC, Scott, thanks for catching up with me. And not maybe next year Christmas, let's get together on the air again next Christmas.
Well, I'd love to do that, and I need to get there for the Albia walk you guys have, the Victorian stroll. Did I miss that already this year?
You did. It's always the first weekend in December. We could go do some caroling.
That's it. Let's do that. I can't wait.
All right. Not maybe next year Christmas for Scott and I, but download Maybe Next Year Christmas and add it to your Christmas listening. Thanks, Scott Southworth.
Thank you, Beth. Take care.